Blog Talk Radio.
Hold it now. If you listen by laptop, if you have a question or a comment, you can dial 909-265-9215. The call-in number is 909-265-9215. The shows we have, Provocative Thought on Saturday by Carter Steve from 8 p.m. to 9. Then you have myself on Tuesdays for 8 p.m. And then on Wednesday, you have The Elephant in the Room by Shaka Zulu for 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. On the second Tuesday of every month, we have Miss Ann Dillard that will talk about relationships, healthy relationships in our communities. Tonight, we were supposed to have Calm Down. Let's Discuss Racism by T. Nathan, Melina, and Reggie, but they will not be showing up tonight, I guess. Now, tonight, I'm going to discuss what everybody's been discussing for the last, 24 days. I was in a medical office. Get my yearly checkup. And these folks will talk about the shutdown, how it's affecting us and whatnot. Like I said, the shutdown has been going on for 24 days. And I just want to take a look how does it affect African-American communities in this nation. You know, we have thousands and thousands, close to 50 to 75, more than that, federal employees in D.C. alone. How are they coping? If anyone is from D.C. and work for the federal government, give me a call and discuss how you're coping with not getting paid. And some of them, believe it or not, is working for free. But let's discuss some of the services that are shut down, or I should say that are not providing services because of lack of funding from the federal government. That's why I keep on saying some of you folks better stop depending on the federal government for everything, because you see how it does when it wants it to. But I just want everybody to take a look. As everyone discussing the shutdown, what are we not discussing? That's what I want to know. What are we not discussing? Well, first of all, we're not discussing some of the policy and the bills that are being passed. What's going on with the Russian probe? We haven't talked about that in the last 24 days. What's going on with Trump impeachment? We have not talked about that in the last 24 days. What's going on with Trump in the circle? We have not discussed that in the last 24 days. Why was Trump so hell-bent on shutting the government down? Is it because they have a distraction, to have people talking about another issue? Well, we should be talking about, what are you doing, President Trump? I want some of my Republican friends to call in too, 909-265-9215. And I look at that, and you've noticed in the past 2 years, wherever there was an issue that was somewhat questionable, especially to his character, he will come up with a strategy to have us thinking about something else. And I'm not saying this government shutdown is not serious. Why would you want to shut down services for $5 billion? For $5 billion. Oh, I see we have someone on the line. 6562, welcome to Black Urban America. You have a comment or a question? Hello? 6562, do you have a comment or a question? I guess now.
No, sir. I'm just listening.
Okay. Thank you for listening to Black Urban America. And if you have a comment or a question, just press one. Now, let's discuss the critical services that are affected by the shutdown. And you will not believe some of the services that are shut down. Several government agencies that have stopped distributing funds to the programs that will help needy families, such as WIC. That's for mothers with babies. You mean to tell me, Mr. President, that this so-called war, is more important than children? This so-called war is so important, more important than families. We're not discussing that. We're discussing the $5 billion war that the House will not pass. I don't blame them for not passing it. They already passed it. You already gave approval. That's why I say it's something more to this. And politics, that's not the first time. Politics, whatever politics are back into the wall, they will bring up distraction for the public not to pay attention to really what's going to assist it. Another program. You know how many families in this country depend on HUD mental assistance? But $5 billion war is more important. Another program that is shut down. The Pell Grant to college students. Again, affecting kids, young adults that's going, they won't be able to go to school this semester. They might let them take classes, what have you, but how long? The president has went on record saying that he will not open the government back up until he gets the $5 billion. I know one government agency is not shut down. That's the IRS. They're still collecting our taxes. Also, you won't be able to obtain government loans if you want to start a small business, get a loan on a mortgage. You will not be able to do that. Now, here's the kicker. Again, has something to do with kids. 57,000 children. It's estimated 57,000 children that are needy or at risk will lose access to Head Start. 57,000. That's a lot of children. What kind of individual will let children starve, go hungry without their WIC, don't get a head start on education, on socialization skills, on motor skills? What kind of individual will shut down these services? In 20 states, they will not be able to provide early childhood education. That's Pre-Start. Excuse me, not Pre-Start. That's Head Start again. 20 states. That's almost half the country. Another agency, Department of Education. Now, they didn't go in detail. I couldn't find any information about what programs the Department of Education, whether it be sports, will it be food services? Will teachers be getting paid? You know, they didn't break that down. They just said Department of Education. So everybody's going to get a hit. And the last one, this is going to surprise you. This man, for the last 18 months to 2 years, have been threatening the NFL. He has stopped a brother from earning a living in the NFL. Because you are disgracing our American flag. You are disgracing this country. But guess who's going to be the hardest hit? The VA. Military folk. Now, who disgraces the military? Colin Kaepernick never sat the kneel down to disgrace the military or the flags. But you, Mr. President, for the VA, not to get any federal funds, and their funds are about to run out, they can't provide service to veterans that you supposedly support. You supposedly support these folks that go over and fight for the old red, white, blue U.S. of A. In front. In fact, those same people that you supposedly support, they are working for free at the border. I want to really know what's going on, Mr. President. Why do you really have to shut down? I mean, I can speculate all I want to. I know what people in the United States are not talking about. I know we're spending time. But do you agree with the president of having this wall that cost $5 billion that was approved of already, and he wants more money for this wall? Tell me what this wall is supposed to do. I mean, anybody can come to this country. You call them thugs, which is a racist term. You call them rapists. You say all they're going to do is take American jobs. Really? Really, Mr. President? Yeah. Let me tell you something, Mr. President. I know for a fact, you have used immigrants to work on building your businesses, your hotels in New York, your golf courses in Florida, and Australia.
He's an immigrant.
Why don't you say her back? I wonder how long her visa is. It's a lot of contradictory in all of this, ladies and gentlemen. It's a lot of contradictory. And I just want to tell you that this is, it's more to it than this. We probably will never find out what's the real reason why President Trump really shut down the government. It can't be for a wall. It can't be. Not for $5 billion. You're not going to let children go hungry. You're not going to let people go homeless. You're not going to have young people that's going to college lose their loans and their Pell Grants. You're not going to have 57,000 children lose access to Head Start for a war. You're not going to be cutting out the Department of Education funds for a war. I know you are not that, I can't find another word, I'm just going to say more petty. And the people that you defend on a daily basis, the veterans, the flag, the military for the last 2 years. Matter of fact, you threatened the NFL owners. You really threatened the NFL owners because they wouldn't let you in their club. Because we all know in the early 80s, you tried to buy an NFL football team and they said no. So you bought the USFL team, the New Jersey Generals, and you ran the USFL down into the ground by taking the NFL to court for monopoly, and you won, but you got paid a dollar. So therefore, we all know that you're shrewd. You're a very shrewd businessman. And I hope that the country will rebound. We always do. But African Americans always get hard hit because we utilize these services. We really, really do. African Americans across the country, all cultures, whites, Asians, blacks, Latinos, we utilize these services. And it's a shame that the United States of America had resulted to this petty dispute. Well, that's all for this evening. Next week, I'll have a guest, and we'll go for an hour, but this is an abbreviated show, and I just want to thank everyone for tuning in every week and for downloading the show off of Facebook and Twitter. And I appreciate everyone's support. As always, when you download this show, You're going to be surprised with the information you're going to hear. Oh, and one other thing. You know, like I said at the beginning of the show, there's a lot of blacks that work for the federal government. And if it wasn't for the working for the federal government, you know, a lot of these blacks would be middle income, upper income. And the federal government, I got to give it to them, the federal government have opened a lot of these jobs to black folks in this country. But again, it goes back to what I've been saying since I started this show. We have to rely on ourselves. We got to have our own businesses, our own entrepreneurship, our own school. Of course, when food should go down, we will not be affected. As always, I am because we are, Lord, because I am. Y'all have a good week.
Hold it now.
Thank you.